Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Steve Pompey. Happy Friday to you. It's Friday, January the 31st. We got an early morning pod. I'm trying to get to the airport in about like an hour and a half, actually. So it's like 3:47 in the a.m. By the time you guys get this, I know it's going to be later. But I'm trying to get it out. Sixers played last night, and I didn't go to sleep yet. I think I'm asleep on this flight to Boston, but I hope I'm asleep on this flight to Boston. Actually, I couldn't really get a straight direct flight. I fly with American Airlines and Delta, and neither one of them had a flight. And it's a little bizarre because the Sixers were supposed to practice it today, and originally I had like a 7 p.m. flight that had like a connector in Charlotte, and I was going to get to Boston like 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. Isn't that crazy? Like maybe like 12:40, but that was going to be Saturday morning. Well, then I was told that the Sixers canceled practice. So, I was able to switch my flight, and it didn't really cost any money. So, I was able to switch my flight. I was going to fly out 5 a.m. and get there at like 10 a.m. in regards to, connector flights. And then I said, you know what, y'all, I can't do that. I'm sorry. I can't do that. So, I'm going to take a 9 a.m. flight and probably get there around like 2. But it is what it is. And what I mean 2 is because it's going to be a connector. But I thought the Sixers was going to practice after last night. I mean, I went to the PR guy, Patrick Reese, and I said, yo, Patrick, I know y'all practicing, right? I know y'all practicing. And he said they're not. He said they're just going to do some light stuff. Now, if there was any day that you got to bring them in there and practice. Now, I know they got tough stretch coming up, but they're going to be off on Sunday. They got a game in Boston on Saturday, followed with a game Monday in Miami, and then Thursday they have the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, the Sixers played the Atlanta Hawks yesterday, the 13-36 Atlanta Hawks. That ties them with the Cleveland Cavaliers for the second worst record in the NBA. The second worst record in the NBA, right? And they defeated the Sixers 127-117. Now, it wasn't exactly pretty. Now, the Sixers were getting drilled in the pick and roll. You had Trae Young, who had 39 points. He had a career-high 18 assists. Now, he did turn the ball over 17 times, but he had 2 steals. He had 6 rebounds, right? Then you have a guy like John Collins, power forward. John Collins had 17 points and 20 rebounds. Now, granted, the Sixers are a team that was supposed to contend for the finals, for the championship. The Hawks were a team that was supposed to struggle like they're doing right now. And the Sixers really didn't have any answers. I mean, I asked Ben Simmons, like, why do they have y'all number? And he said, I don't know. If I did, I would tell you. Joel Embiid said it was because they were killing him on a pick and roll this time. But he was just talking about the one game. It's something about the Sixers coming to Atlanta and getting drilled. Sometimes not really drilled all the time, but you know I got to add that effect. But now they come here and they lose. The Sixers have lost overall. They lost 4 of the last 5 games against the Hawks. They lost 3 of their last 4 home games against the Hawks. So they come out here and they just don't play well at all. Now, the thing is, on the night that he was named to his second consecutive Eastern Conference All-Star Reserve, Ben Simmons played well. I mean, he did. Now, Brett Brown said that Ben, you know, is going to be playing at various but different positions. They're going to try to use the best to, you know, get him and use his versatility. So Ben was playing a four. He was playing a three. He brought the ball up some time as a point guard. But he played off the ball a lot. And he was kind of, you know, great. I mean, he was good. I mean, he had 31 points on 10 for 15 shooting. He was 11 for 13 from the foul line. Now, he did have three turnovers, but he had four steals. He had five assists, right? You know, and then Shake Milton, who was his backcourt mate, who was really the point guard on this night. Shake Milton had 27 points on 5 for 9 three-point shooting, right? But then you look at it and you see where the reserve. Now, remember I said the last time, I said it when I was talking to my man Michael Lee. I said it when I was talking to Mark Narducci. But role players tend to play way better at home. They feed off the crowd. Well, let's just say Furkan Korkmaz did the exact opposite of playing well on this night. Furkan was 0 for 7, 0 for 3 on threes, and had 0 points. He played 21 minutes, 11 seconds. Raul Neto played 20 minutes, 6 seconds. He was 0 for 6 for 0 points. He had two turnovers. He had three personal fouls. He had one assist and one steal. But he did grade out at only, considering his what he did, how bad he played, only a minus 5. But Furkan, he was a minus 10. Now, I don't know. I know a coach has to do what he has to do, but this might have been a good time to play Trey Burke. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, these two guys were combined 0 for 13, 0 for 6 on threes. I mean, it comes a point in time where you just throw Trey out there because these two weren't getting it done. And, you know, Tobias Harris said something. He said that the Sixers really didn't have balance. I disagree. I mean, you look at the starting lineup. I mean, guys just weren't making shots. Like, you look at the starting lineup. Ben Simmons was 10 for 15. Shake Milton was 7 for 12. Joel Embiid was 8 for 14. And Tobias Harris was 6 for 15 shooting. And Matisse Thybulle was 1 for 2. So maybe, you know, when you think about Matisse, he wasn't looking to shoot the ball, really. But aside from that, you know, we're talking 15 shots for Tobias and Ben, 12 for Shake, and 14 for Joel. So, to me, that was balanced. That was balanced. But, you know, the Sixers just, they had, I don't know what to tell y'all. I mean, I really don't because, you know, you would say this is a trap game, but it's hard to call it a trap game when they lost 8 out of their last 10 road games. You know, it doesn't really make sense. It's also hard to call it a trap game when the Sixers keep coming down here and losing. Like I said, this is the third loss here in 4 games. You would think that the Sixers would stop overlooking this team if that's what they're doing and come ready to play. You know, you may say it has the Atlanta flu, whatever, Atlanta bug. Like, guys come down here, they have a good time, and, ooh, you struggle. But the Sixers have to play better than this. They do. And, you know, I don't know. It's just not working out. It really not working out on the road for them, and they got to play a whole lot better. I'll be right back after this commercial break. All right. The trade deadline will be here next Thursday. You know, and you look at the Sixers, and you keep trying to say, like, what will the Sixers package in the trade, and what will teams take? You know, I think the Sixers, I keep saying be patient, but I think the Sixers may be in a tough situation just because of, as we said before, the salaries don't really match up for somebody that they would want. So with that being said, you'll say, do I gamble on, if I'm an opposing team, do I gamble on Zaire Smith? The only problem with Zaire is, like, a lot of times when teams came to scout him, he struggled. At least he did that in the G League. Now, he looked okay yesterday. Last night, he looked, he was okay. I mean, he didn't shoot the ball particularly well. He only shot the ball once. I mean, wow. He shot the ball once. It was a three. He was 0 for 3. He had a turnover still, a personal foul, an assist, a rebound. So he did what he was supposed to do, but he was a negative 13. That tied for the worst in the game. So he wasn't really that. I mean, he was okay for a guy who only shot the ball once and played 8 minutes, but he didn't come in and spark the team as if the way they wanted him to. So, I don't know. Like, right now you got Shake Milton starting. Could he be a candidate? I mean, the whole thing is just crazy. It really is. But look, I want to thank y'all for listening. Like I said, I'm trying to hurry up and get out of here and hop on this flight. It is, before I go, though, I will say that it is great for Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid to both be on the All-Star team. You kind of feel bad for Tobias Harris because the team struggled and that prevented him. And one last thing is, Brett Brown mentioned that Ben Simmons won't be the primary ball handler as much as he has in the past because of his versatility they want to use him at. And that's huge because Ben used to always fight that. And Brett Brown was the one who said that Ben was a point guard. And I think sometimes when you say that, you live with it. You have to, at least, because you're the one who made that decision. So now Ben is basically a Swiss Army knife, so to speak. He does everything. So, we'll see how everything works out. And I'll be right back after this break. All right, y'all, I'm back, and I just want to say have a great weekend if I don't talk to y'all. It's going to be a tough weekend for the Sixers, I can tell you that, especially if Al Horford doesn't play again. He missed yesterday's game, so if Al doesn't play, it's going to be crazy for the Sixers on Saturday. All right, peace.